Learning tonight should be Leinishmas Risa Matel Bas Zev Wolf Davies, as well as Tuvia Ben Ribkasrio Hakoyin. As Korach begins to wage his battle, Korach va'Adasa, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, how are we going to decide who's correct? Says Moshe va'idaber al Korach va'al kol Adasa le'mor boker v'yoda. Hashem es asher lov, es hakadosh ve'kriv ve'lov, ve'es asher yivchar bo yakriv ve'lov. What are we going to do? Zos asu kichul lachem machtos korach v'achol adoso. And we know each one brought a ketores, and the one whose ketores was accepted, he will be clearly chosen as the one that the Rabbanu Shalom wants. Now why was it that specifically Moshe Rabbeinu chose the karbon of ketores? There are many things that kehanim do. Many things that Kehanim could do. So why was it the Avoda of the Ketura specifically chosen to be the one which is going to decide who is the appropriate Kohen? Says Rashi, Zos asu kechulachem machtos, ma ra'olom lehem kach. Why Keturas? Amr lehem, he says as follows, B'darkei oiv dekochavim yeshni musim harbe, v'koymim harbe. There are many different Kohanim, there are many different priests, many different approaches, many different avodas. V'kula miskabzim v'bayis echad. They all come together, each way of serving their God. Anu ein lanu el Hashem echad. But we only have one God. Aron echad v'torah echas u'mizbeach echad. V'koyen gadol echad. V'atem asayim v'chameishim ish. You're 250 men. M'vakshim kahuna g'doyla. Afani roitze v'kach. So how are we going to decide? Ha'lachem tashmish chaviv mikol. There is a most beloved tashmish, this most beloved avoida. Hi ha-ketores ha-chaviva mikol ha-karbanos. That's the ketores, which is more chaviv than any other one of the avoides. V'sam ha-mavis nasin besocho. And we know it could be a deadly avoida that we saw by Nadav Avihu. Therefore, ketores will be the appropriate litmus test for who was accepted, who was received by the Rabbanu Shalom. Perhaps we could add a little bit more depth to this. Why specifically was it the ketores which was chosen to squash this revolt of Korach va'Adasa? And that is very simply based on the notion that we know that ketores specifically points to the achdus in Klal Yisrael. It points to the unity in Klal Yisrael, and it points to the notion that every member of Klal Yisrael has his value and every member of Klal Yisrael is needed. Every neshama in Klal Yisrael is necessary to create the union, the unit called Klal Yisrael. If we're missing even a single one, so then the Keteris is possible because we're missing even a single member of Klal Yisrael, so that is not Klal Yisrael. One ois in the Sefer Torah is not there. One ois in the Sefer Torah is possible, is missing, so then the whole Sefer Torah is possible, because that's what Klal Yisrael is. If there's one neshama that's missing, there's one person that's missing, so then the unit of Klal Yisrael is no longer there. Keteres resembles that. That's what the Gemara tells us in Meseches Krisus, a well-known Gemara, Meseches Krisus, Davavim Rebeis, Amr Abchana Barbizna, Amr Abshimin Chasida, Kol Tainis She'ein Ba Mipoish Yisrael, Eina Tainis, Eini Tainis, which is decreed on Klal Yisrael, which doesn't include within it even Mipoishe Yisrael, even those members of Klal Yisrael which don't act like members of Klal Yisrael, still if they're not included in the mass rally, this mass fast of Klal Yisrael, so then the Tainis is not a good Tainis. It won't achieve what a Tainis Tzibur could achieve. Sharei Chelbana, what's the proof? Says the Gemara, look at the Keteres. The Chelbana Reichara is a terrible smell. Umana kosis, mamana ektaris, yet it's included. The ketores clearly resembles the unit of Klal Yisrael. And just like every member, every ingredient in the ketores is necessary, even the ingredient which on its own smells bad, on its own is not wanted, is not desirable, you put it in the conglomerate, you put it together with the rest of the samanu of the ketores, you have a beautiful smell. That resembles Klal Yisrael. When you come to me, says the Rabbanu Shalom, with your fast, with your tefillas, I want to see every member of Klal Yisrael there. I want to see Afilu Mipoishe Yisrael. Even the Chelbana has to be included there, because if you're missing any member, if you're missing even the Poishe Yisrael, so then I'm not interested. Then that's not the complete Keteres. That's not the complete group of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Drasha Saran writes. Ukvar Ramzu Lazeh Bechelvina, says the Ran. Shehusmem Seimanik Taris Vahayu Min Anira Shetafsilosa. You would think the Chelvina just does bad for the Ktaris. It just makes it smell worse. Vim Kolzeh Amasa Lanu Hanevuah She'ein Lahem Shleimeh Zulasa. Still, just like the Ktaris is not complete without the Chelvina, Klal Yisrael is not complete without the Poshe Yisrael. Kikein Ha'inyan Bitstarif Imanu Bavadaseinu Lashem Yisbarach. When we come together to serve God, if we don't have every member of Klal Yisrael with us, afilu hachoytim va'apoyshtim, still, they're not, you would think that they take away. We're not interested in having them in our shul. We're not interested in having them in our tainis tzibur. We're not interested in having them. Darvei poyshe Yisrael, says the Rabbanu Shalom, I'm not interested in your tainis if you don't include them, if they're not coming to me. Bifilu me poyshe Yisrael, they are the chelbuna. So perhaps this is the poshup shot. This is what the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Karech over here. The whole koach, the whole potency of the Ketores, why does it work? It's because you have the entirety, they have the unit of Klal Yisrael. That is Ketores. We know the Ketores was what the Malach HaMavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, you're going to need this secret. And as we see later in the Parsha, it's a thing which has no answer. The Ketores works no matter what. There's a magefa throughout Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu does the Ketores, it stops the magefa. But what is the potency? What is the power of the Ketores? The power of the Ketores is afilu mipoyshe Yisrael. It's the achdus. It's the group of Klal Yisrael. We're all together. It doesn't matter who. We're not looking at each other. Afilu mipoyshe Yisrael is there. Korach, you're coming to challenge the achdus of Klal Yisrael. You're coming to make machlokis in Klal Yisrael. Let's bring the Ketores. You'll see, the Ketores of someone who's trying to make machloikis is not going to work. It's not going to be accepted. The whole point of a Ketores is to bring Klal Yisrael together. You're bringing a Ketores to divide Klal Yisrael apart. That Ketores is not going to be accepted. The one person that's his Ketores is going to be accepted is the one who's coming on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're specifically going to use the Ketores because the Ketores has to be brought by every member of Klal Yisrael. So we want to see who the Rabbeinu Shalom chose as the leader, as the representative of Klal Yisrael. We'll see whose Ketores is accepted. Because a Ketores is only accepted from a person who's a representative of Klal Yisrael. If it's not a representative of the entire nation of Klal Yisrael, it won't be received, says Moshe Rabbeinu. You're saying you're the representative of Klal Yisrael, and he's saying he's the representative of Klal Yisrael, and I think I'm the representative of Klal Yisrael. Well, let's see who's the representative of Klal Yisrael. Because only one person can bring the Ketores, and that's the person who's representing all of Klal Yisrael. That's what Chazal tell us. The very issue with Nadav and Avihu was, Nadav and Avihu had great intentions, but they go in with their Ketores, they get burnt alive. On that very day, Nachshon ben Aminadav brings his Ketores. What's the difference between Nadav and Avihu's Ketores and Nachshon ben Aminadav's Ketores? Nachshon ben Aminadav, say Chazal, was representing all of Klal Yisrael. That Ketores was representing the group, the unity of Klal Yisrael. He, as a representative of Klal Yisrael, his Ketores is received. Nadav and Avihu, you could have the greatest of intentions, but if you're not representing Klal Yisrael, you don't have every member of Klal Yisrael included in your Ketores, so Rabbeinu Shalom is not interested in such a Ketores. The potency, the power of Ketores is that it's coming on behalf of every single member of Klal Yisrael, afilu mipoyshe Yisrael. If we break that apart, Rachmana Letzlan, like Korach and Va'adaso desired, so then the Ketores no longer works, then it just causes damage. And perhaps this is why there's such a stress on reciting the Ketores every day. We know we recite many Karbanos every day, right? There's a din that you have to recite many of the Karbanos every day. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins at the end of Siman Aleph that in addition to all the regular Karbanos, yesh noagin lomar parshas hakir va'achar kach parshas trumas hadeshen va'achar kach parshas hatamir v'acharkach parshas hamizbeach mikter ketores uparshas hamonia ketores. And not like any other one of the karbanos, the Zohar goes to tremendous, tremendous length explaining the mile of advantage of a person who recites the ketores. The Zohar says a person who recites ketores every day will have tremendous yeshuas. The ketores brings with it tremendous yeshuas. Nothing bad could happen to such a person. The Yetzirah is not sholeit on such a person. What's the koyach of the ketores over every other karban? The koach of the keteris is, the keteris comes from the unity of Kal Yisrael. That's the tzibur of Kal Yisrael. It shows Rabbeinu Shalom, you could judge me however you want, but I'm part of a greater whole called Kal Yisrael. I don't care what I look like. I could look like the chelvina, but I'm part of the Kal Yisrael, and therefore that's what the keteris represents, and therefore you have to accept me, you have to receive me. That's the koach. That's why it's so important to recite that's why the Poskim, the Zohar, and Wells, many other Poskim, put such an emphasis, a stress, on making sure you recite the Torah at least once a day. Many do it twice a day before Mincha as well. That's why there's such a stringency when it comes to even reciting the Torah that you don't miss one thing. The Poskim say, just like we say that a person brings the Torah, a Kohen brings the Torah, he misses one of the samanim, he's chayiv misa. Many of the places can say the same thing is true. When you recite the Torah, you miss achan misimanim, chayiv misa. The Seder Yoyim, one of the Rishonim says, HaChoshesh Alav Al Nafshoi Ro'i L'Shtadol B'chol Oyez Ben Yenzeh. Be very careful when you recite the Torah, because it could create tremendous yeshuas. It could bring with it tremendous yeshuas. However, you have to be careful, because if you don't read it appropriately, you could end up skipping. Rachmana Litzlan, you skip, and Chayev al Nafsho, say the Rishonim. You have to be very careful. That Arizal used to say, a person should count on his finger all 11. Count on your finger all 11, you'll be sure that you don't miss. Says Arizal, Kadesh lo yitachas v'shalom, kim chiser achas mikol samanim. Says Arizal, Chayev es misa, even the recitation of the Piktim Akteris. And this is why it became so popular for people, even when they daven by heart in general. When it comes to the Akteris, people say, I'm going to be Mahadrin, I'm not going to even say it, I'm not going to be Yotzi with the Siddur, I'm going to pull out my klaf, I'm going to say it, because when it comes to schoolists, people go there, we know, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. However, it happens to be that there have been some poiskim, this has a Mekar Tahar. It has a very good source to say it from the klaf and from the ashuris, and we know all the hakpadas already. The Kaf HaChaim writes that one who says the k'teris, who wants all the koichos of the k'teris to stand for him, says the Kaf HaChaim, amiris pitam k'teris mitoch k'sav ashuris, make sure that it's written b'k'sav ashuris like a sefer Torah. He skula l'zchus l'oysher, right? It's a skula for yeshuas and for ashiras. Now we know why it's so popular. V'yemutzach b'chol askav. Said Rav Shechter, I remember, pointed out a number of years ago, it's not so simple at all for a person to buy or a person to write the Pitam HaKetoris, to write the Parsha HaKetoris on a klaf. Why? Because we have a halacha based on the Gemara in Meseches Gittin as follows. Gemara tells us that really a person is not allowed to write, the Gemara has a machlekes, whether the Torah was given as one whole or the Torah was given Megillah Megillah, but either way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person lo yichtav Megillah bifnei atzma. You can't write a section of the Torah on its own. It's a discussion. Maybe you could write just one chumash and then bind it, or you have to write the entire Sefer Torah. But you certainly aren't allowed to write a section of the Torah on its own. That's an iser of lo yichtav Megillah bifnei atzma. Shiyeh b'parshias. V'ein koisim Megillah tinat, the Shulchan Aruch says. You're not even allowed to write psukim for a tinok to learn. You're only allowed to write an entire chumash or an entire sefer Torah. That's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. It happens to be, don't worry, the Shach and the Taz both over here say, I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, the Rishonim say, that although this is aser, we permitted it. Why did we permit it? If we don't allow people to write psukim down, we're not going to learn them by heart. What's going to happen? We're not going to know any psukim. So therefore, they allowed people to write psukim down so that they could teach, so they could teach the psukim. But me'ikir hadin, you're not allowed to write psukim down on bichsav unless it's an entire chumash. That's what the Shach points out in the Taz, that we permit it only because of Ace Lassos. As a special kula, will allow you to write a separate parsha. That's what the Shach and the Taz say. And presumably, that's what people are saying when we write all these things. We have Siddur, and we have so many psukim are written down, and we're not makbited on not writing down these psukim. Why not? Ace Lassos. However, the Pischei Tshuva over here writes as follows. Pischei Tshuva says, the only reason we're makel and allow people to write psukim down is because they don't write it with all the chumras of a sefer Torah. They don't write it b'ksav ashuris, and they don't write it on klaf, and they don't write it with sirtan. But if one was to write a certain section of Sefer Torah, but it's just a section of Sefer Torah, with all the chumras of a Sefer Torah, he wrote it b'ksav ashuris, and he wrote it on klaf, and he wrote it with diyo, says the Pesach Tshuva seems to infer that that would be a problem. That would be an iser of writing part of a Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to write part of a Sefer Torah. Therefore, Rav Shechter, at the time, I remember it when we were in yeshiva, he prohibited such a thing. Now, I don't know if they already wrote it and you want to buy it for the school. I don't know if the school works, a separate thing, but he said such a thing is prohibited. Other poskim seem to be assuming that no, when we say eis lasos, when we have a kula that you're allowed to write down psukim, even if it's not part of a whole Sefer Torah, even if it's not part of a chumash, so we allow it regardless, whether it's b'ksav ashuris, even if it's on klaf, doesn't make a difference, we allow it. So interesting to point out that me'ikir din, everyone agrees. Before we were mekel because of eis lasos, Hashem leferis osecha, so writing such a Ketoris parchment, which we see so popular bisman hazeh, that would be something that is prohibited. But either way, a person should be makbid to say Ketoris at least once a day, perhaps twice a day, as the poskim point, it brings with it tremendous yeshuas, brings it with it tremendous zechuyas, it bis me'orin shemayim, the zechus of the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael.
Now, the love is my prayer, my brother.